Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman's friends, Batman and Robin, in their efforts to protect the Man of Steel against the dire force of his one unconquerable enemy, Kryptonite, meet up with a strange and startling turn of events.
Strictly for the girls, here's the big exciting offer from that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Yes, today Pep comes through with a whopper of an offer for girls only. It's a bright, silvery, beautiful charm bracelet. A charm bracelet plus 12 fascinating charms to dangle from it.
Here's a bracelet that looks delicate on your wrist, but those silvery links are actually strong. The catch holds firm. Just the kind of bracelet to show off Pep's collection of 12 charms specially designed.
And you can choose any or all of these 12 charms. For instance, there's a tiny clock, a piano, a telephone, a trolley car, and every one of these 12 charms are actually small-scale models of the real thing.
Just try to match this terrific offer, a beautiful charm bracelet and 12 silvery charms.
Now then, here's how you get your charm bracelet. Just send in a Pep box top and 10 cents. It's that easy.
And for each of the charms you want, you also send one Pep box top and one dime, plus the names of the charms you want, like the clock or the piano. With it, you'll get a printed slip with pictures of all 12 charms on it for future orders.
Just remember, for each charm you order, send one Pep box top and one dime. And for the charm bracelet, you also send one Pep box top and a dime.
Print your name and address clearly and send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Did you get that? Sent to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Now the adventures of Superman.
A small green glowing fragment of kryptonite, the strange metallic substance torn from the planet Krypton when it exploded in space, now seems likely to put an end to Superman's brilliant career. As you know, due to some mysterious chemical reaction, Superman loses all his strength and superhuman power when he comes within 10 feet of the kryptonite. And the last remaining piece is in the hands of Big George Latimer, the ex-political boss exposed by Superman and sent to prison for a year. Unable to destroy the kryptonite himself, the Man of Steel has enlisted the aid of his famous friends, Batman and Robin. As we continue now, Batman and Robin are hidden under the bed in George Latimer's room. They have heard the front door open and close. They have heard Latimer's voice. Now they can hear his heavy steps ascending the stairs. Batman places his hand on Robin's tense arm.
Here he comes up the stairs. Don't move a muscle.
Until when?
Until he closes the door. Then move fast.
Supposing he doesn't close the door?
We'll have to move anyway.
He's got men all over the house.
Only three, so far as we know. Watch it now. He's up here in the hallway.
Oh, why can't he walk faster? This suspense is killing me.
Patience, my friend.
Patience, my foot. I like action. He's hiding under the...
What's the matter?
I'm gonna sneeze.
Robin, no.
I can't help it.
Put your hand over your mouth.
Who's that? Who's in my room? No!
Oh, he's locked us in. Now we're in trouble.
I could kick myself.
It's too late now. Come on. We have to get out of here before those goons of theirs start shooting up the place. Come on, follow me.
Where to now?
One of the front windows. We can lay low on the porch roof till this blows over.
I certainly messed things up, didn't I?
You couldn't help it. This window's stuck. Try the other one.
Okay.
Go ahead. Climb out, but keep low.
Good thing there's no moon tonight.
You all right?
Yeah. Come on.
Right. Where are you?
Over here. Better close that window again.
Yes, I'm going to. Oh, just in time. Here they come.
Well, the chances are they'll turn the light on in the room. We better go up a little ways.
Right. Go ahead. On your stomach.
something like crawling over a slate roof to keep your figure. We should do more of it.
If you did less sneezing, we'd do less crawling. All right. This is far enough.
Now what?
Now we just wait it out.
Here goes the light in the room.
Keep down. Don't.
There ain't nobody in here, boss.
Who's that?
Joe, I guess.
I heard someone. Could have been mice, boss. It's running around.
Good thing he didn't call us rats.
Look under the bed.
Yeah, take a good look, Joe.
Cut the comedy, Robin.
No, nothing. I'm sure I heard something. It sounded like a man coughing or sneezing.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Latimer.
What are you muttering about?
He called me a man. I think I'll write a book, From Boy to Man in One Sneeze.
Just be sure it isn't From Boy to Corpse in One Shot.
Well, what a cheerful thought.
Take a look out on the roof, Joe. The porch roof.
Okay.
Cut now, Robin.
Relax. He can't see anything out here. It's too dark.
Ever hear of flashlights? Watch it. The window's going up.
Can't see nothing out here, boss. Old dark.
What did I tell you?
Wait a minute. I've got a flashlight.
What did I tell you? Now we're in trouble.
Well, then let's get out of it.
We can't move now. They'll hear us. Dr. Campbell.
Hey, Joe. Thanks, boys.
Robin.
Yeah.
He's bound to pick us up with the beam of that flashlight. It isn't even a gamble. The cards are stacked. Start moving.
Which way?
Down towards the edge of the roof. There's a rose trellis. The one we climbed to get up here.
Thorns again.
You can pick thorns out. Bullets are a little more difficult. Now go ahead, crawl.
Joe. I hear something. Shine the light over there.
He's got us.
Quick, scramble down.
There they are. Stop, we'll shoot.
Ow.
What's the matter?
I cut my hand on the slate.
Stop, I said.
Down the trellis, Robin, fast.
Good thing he never learned how to shoot.
Don't talk, climb down.
Gus, hurry. Stop them.
Watch out below, Robin. He's yelling for the other two.
Well, if they shoot like Dead-Eye Joe, I'm not worried.
Don't be so smart. Bad shots are sometimes lucky. You're down far enough to drop, aren't you?
I think so.
Well, go ahead. Are you all right?
Yeah, it's about 6 feet. You can make it.
Stand back. Here I come. That was a long 6 feet.
Oh, it stretched after I dropped.
Someone's coming. Duck behind that bush.
Sweet dreams.
Oh, suck-a-bye, baby.
He's out, isn't he?
Yeah, like a light. Do we take his gun?
No, I don't like guns.
I know, but sometimes they come in handy.
We won't need it. Quiet, come on.
Where to?
The rear of the house. Keep close to the bushes.
Any sign of them, Joe? Joe!
Think we ought to answer him?
Yes, with a sneeze.
Oh, no fair.
Watch it turning the corner of the house. We don't want to bump into any of them.
Well, what do we want to do?
Get back in.
Back in where?
The house. What do you think?
Oh, boy, you sure are a glutton for punishment.
We came here to get the kryptonite. We haven't got it yet. We're going back to get it. Simple enough.
Yeah, like ABC.
Come on. All right. Hold up. Door looks like the entrance to the basement. If it isn't locked, we're in luck. Huh, it isn't. And I was right. There's a stairway leading down to the basement. Follow me, but watch your step and close the door behind you.
Right. Oh, sure is dark down here. Like the inside of a motorman's glove.
The darker, the better.
Yeah, sure, if you got eyes like Superman.
Watch it now. Don't bump into anything.
What's that? There it is again. What is it, Batman?
I don't know. But whatever it is, I don't like it.
Huddled in the pitch darkness of the basement, Batman and Robin hear a strange, spine-chilling sound like nothing they have ever heard before. What is it? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
And now, fellas, you can string along if you like, but coming up are details of the exciting offer to girls only.
Strictly for you girls, that's the Silvery Sparkling Charm Bracelet plus 12 Silvery Charms. Offered to you by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Yes, a beautifully made link bracelet, adjustable to fit your wrist, made of silvery, delicately designed metal, and just right to dangle Pep's wonderful collection of charms.
And these are not just flat pieces of metal. They're actually small-scale models, all keen-looking and silvery. Small editions of a telephone, for instance, a Scotty dog, a trolley car, a football, a clock. And you can get any or all of the 12.
Just wait till you see them dangling from your wrist. Listen to them tinkle and jingle as you move. Wait till your friends get a look at them.
You'll be a real sensation with your beautiful charm bracelet and 12 silvery charms flashing and dangling on your bracelet.
And here's all you do to get in on this terrific Pep offer. For your charm bracelet, just send in a Pep box top and 10 cents. That's one dime and a box top from Kellogg's Pep for the bracelet.
And for each of the charms you order, you also send a dime and one Pep box top, plus the names of the charms you want. So you start by sending for just the Scotty dog or the trolley car. When it comes, you'll also receive a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 charms on it for future orders.
Just remember, for each charm you order, send one Pep box top and one dime. And for the bracelet, you also send a Pep box top and a dime.
Print your name and address clearly and send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Better jot down that address. It's Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
And tell all the boys you know to listen for Pep's offer tomorrow. It's for men only, and it's mighty swell.
Now back to the adventures of Superman.
Attempting to re-enter Big George Latimer's house in another effort to lay their hands on the precious piece of kryptonite, Batman and Robin found themselves in the black darkness of the basement. Suddenly, and without warning, they heard what seemed to resemble a low, throaty growl.
What is it, Batman?
I don't know. But whatever it is, I don't like it.
Where's it coming from?
Somewhere in this basement.
It sounds to me like it's getting closer.
Yes, it is.
I don't like things that I can't see.
Neither do I.
Man, it'll be on top of us in a minute.
Wait. I'm going to strike a match. Get ready to move fast if we have to.
Move where? How?
I don't know. Just move.
Oh, hurry up with that match.
Here goes.
Batman, look!
Great Scott!
In the flickering yellow light of the flaming match held high over Batman's head, a strange sight meets their eyes. For a moment, both Batman and Robin are transfixed, motionless and soundless. What have they seen? Do you know? Have you any idea? Well, you can find out whether you're right by remembering to listen to tomorrow's exciting episode of this Superman-Batman story. There's a startling surprise in tomorrow's episode, so don't miss it. Yes, be sure to tune in. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.